So that's the legal process for the small number of Guantanamo detainees who've been charged with crimes. There are another set of hearings in the works for the hundreds of men at Guantanamo who have not been charged with a crime. The Supreme Court said those detainees have a right to habeas corpus to challenge their detention. Today, Attorney General Michael Mukasey argued that Congress, not judges, should set the rules for those hearings, as NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
First, a bit of history. Right after 9/11, the Bush administration said Guantanamo detainees would have no court review. The Supreme Court said that was unconstitutional. So the administration set up a form of review. The Supreme Court said that was inadequate and unconstitutional. So the Bush administration asked Congress to set up a system. Congress did, and last month the Supreme Court once more said that system did not meet the basic standards of the Constitution. Today the Bush administration took another crack at it. Attorney General Michael Mukasey gave a speech at the American Enterprise Institute.
Today, I am urging Congress to act to resolve the difficult questions left open by the Supreme Court.
The way things stand now, the Federal District Court in Washington is handling about 200 habeas corpus petitions from Guantanamo detainees. Judges on that court have already started establishing rules for the hearings, looking at how quickly they should begin and what kind of evidence may be permitted. Mukasey wants lawmakers to take over and write the rules along administration guidelines. He said there are major national security concerns at stake, like whether a detainee can come to the U.S. to testify or how a court will handle classified evidence.
For the sake of national security, we cannot turn habeas corpus proceedings into a smorgasbord of classified information for our enemies.
He said Congress should dictate, for example, that detainees will only testify by video link from Guantanamo. He said American troops should not be forced to testify as witnesses. Vincent Warren is executive director for the Center for Constitutional Rights, the group that represents Guantanamo detainees.
He's calling on Congress to essentially not let the courts do their jobs.
Warren says even if some of Mukasey's proposals sound reasonable, these are not questions for Congress to answer.
So, for example, the questions about under what circumstances people are released and where they're released to and how any testimony might happen in a habeas corpus proceeding, those are decisions that a judge has to make and a judge should make, and not Congress.
If Congress does intervene, the Senate Judiciary Committee will play a central role. Vermont Democrat Patrick Leahy chairs that committee, and he says the administration did not consult with the committee or tell them Mukasey would be delivering this speech today.
We've had a lot of hearings on detainee rights and procedures, and for him now to come up and say, well, I'll create some new rules, never having talked to anybody, it sounds to me that the administration wants to continue to ignore what the courts have done.
When I asked Leahy whether Congress can reasonably write and pass a law like this in the 6 months President Bush has left in office, he said,
No. I don't know how we'd ever get anything this complex and get the kind of consensus needed to get something passed.
The chief judge for the court handling these appeals put out a statement saying guidance from Congress is always welcome. However, said Judge Royce Lamberth, because we are on a fast track, such guidance sooner rather than later would certainly be most helpful. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.